someone directly, just, you know, you do this, you know, you just like a little fish, you know what I'm saying? You get fed when they feed you.
Right.
And we do when they tell us to do, you know, until we get out the academy, then we change to different people, you know. That's over.
How long did you have to stay in the academy?
6 months.
Like, you have to stay there, or you have to go there on a daily basis?
On a daily basis, yeah, okay. Daily basis.
Okay, good.
So it's 6 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me a little more about your church.
Oh, Green Forest is a real, we have a teaching ministry.
Okay.
I'm talking about, you're talking awesome, must come. Yes, Reverend McKayler is very good. He's a teaching ministry. You know, we have service start at 7 o'clock in the morning. Okay. We also have Sunday school at 8:30 to 11 o'clock. In 9:45, we have 3 services now. And we always have a saying at Green Forest, when you get tired of visiting us, please join us, you know. So we have a lot of things going on. We have happy hour on Friday night at the church. It's not hip hop. It's all about praising the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And feeding the homeless on Saturdays. We get involved with a lot of that. Feeding the homeless. We have different ministry, different deacons hold that. We fellowship in the gym once a month with the whole congregation. You know, everybody bring food. We just put it out and just, I'm talking about just eat. And we just got through a revival about 2 weeks ago. We had an awesome, awesome pastor there from California, Reverend Dynamic. I'm talking about he prays and we raise the roof all week long. Yeah, so we, you know, we have a very good church.
What's the thing you like most about your church?
The teaching.
Like, when you say teaching, you mean teaching to the congregation, or?
Well, we have a, yes, he's a, you know, he go out and he talk to other pastors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think Reverend McKayla is like the, president of the Association of Pastors.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. I'm not really sure, but I know he's high ranking in that part. He also was a Georgia State professor.
Okay.
And Sister McKayla, his wife, is also a pastor. She's involved now with the how they go out and help kids, needy kids, how to read. And she, you know, she has the college students to help her out with that part, you know. It's real good. Yeah. You know, we just have so much going on. You know, they have the youth program. It's just, I'm talking so much going on. We have a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Your whole family does?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Very much involved.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law is the Sunday school teacher.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my brother-in-law, he's the assistant teacher. So we're very, very much involved with the we can't sing, so we're not in the choir or anything like that, you know, but we do our part, you know, where it's called for us to help out.
Mm-hmm.
And everything.
Mm-hmm. So your grandma goes too?
Yeah, I take her every once in a while. Okay. With me and stuff. You know, she can't move too fast right now, you know.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, you know, we have to start really, really early.
Mm-hmm.
And get her up and try to get her out of here, but it's all good. Okay. And everything, you know.
Okay.
Someone, she had bad arthritis, can't move as quick as
yeah,
I can.
I understand.
So, but you know, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got the Lord on her side anyway. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
She's
to be here this long.
Probably been to church enough.
Exactly.
Take a couple Sundays off. So tell me about your grandmother. She sounds interesting. Where?
She had She have had a very interesting life. She have been